Hour number two, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game, brought to you by First Horizon, Big Bank Muscle, Small Bank Hustle. Visit firsthorizon.com/get it all. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ian Safar here with you on this Friday morning. And we welcome in our friend Jared Stillman to the program, fresh off the award-winning draft show last night. Jared, good morning. How are you? How are we feeling?
I am in a good mood. How is Joe Rex Road this morning? His top quarterback still on the board. Is he as upset about Shedeur Sanders not going as Mel Kiper was last night on ESPN's broadcast? Joseph?
Boy, Mel was mad.
I'm not upset. Yeah, I wish I would have heard Mel. But I'm glad that Jared has a reason to be happy and excited, other than hopefully you're not on some weed gummies. That was an interesting detour in the draft show last night. But I'm just glad you're excited and happy about the Shedeur Sanders thing, so you can't bitch about the Titans. That's good. This should be a fun, sunshiny segment from Stilly, huh?
You know, I am very upset about the Titans trading down that offer of picks from the Giants. I feel as if the Titans are going to rue the day that they turned down the number 3 pick in this year's draft, the number 34 pick in this year's draft, and the number 1 pick in next year's draft. But again, the Titans, the Titans said they had Cam Ward number 1 on their board. And the way they talked about Cam Ward, this reminds me of when I talked to Tony Khan, whose dad is Shad Khan, owns the Jags. And Tony is really heavily involved in the Jags and owns the wrestling thing. And speaking of weed gummies, I'm just not making any allegations, but I smelled a very strong odor at the Super Bowl when he came on the show once.
Good enough.
And I remember talking to him like last year after they signed Trevor Lawrence. And my biggest takeaway from just that conversation was, you know, I don't think Trevor Lawrence is Joe Burrow. And at the time, they were paying Trevor Lawrence like he was Joe Burrow. But they think that he's Joe Burrow. And once somebody thinks that, like, there's no convincing them, like, hey, Trevor Lawrence really isn't that good. Like, he's fine, but he's not Joe Burrow. And it's like, no, he's Joe Burrow. I guess the Titans think Cam Ward is Joe Burrow because the way they talk about him like a prospect is like he was Caleb Williams last year. This, we're not moving. He's a slam dunk. We're taking him. He's a generational talent. He's a number one on our board. He's number one on nobody else's board. And so the question has to be, who's right, the Titans or everybody? And over the last handful of years, we've had a lot of those moments where it's like, okay, who's right, the Titans or everybody?
Well, you say that the Giants were willing to trade up to go get him. So does that change your opinion on maybe how he was viewed around the league?
No, because the Giants
No,
are
forget that fact.
And the general manager and coach are about to get fired.
Oh.
I mean, they like, again, I'm not the biggest Jackson Dart fan in the world, and I don't know who would have taken him if they hadn't traded back in or whatever, but the Giants are a desperate team. And I believe that was pure desperation to go take a quarterback to say, this is our guy. We're going to build around him. Trust us. Keep us as coach and general manager, more so than it was the idea that, hey, we think he's Caleb Williams too.
So I agree, Jared. I mean, I agree. Like, we agree on what they should have done. I mean, if I was the Titans, I would have done either of the other two options, which is I would have taken that trade. But also, I would have taken Travis Hunter, and I'd be sitting here looking at Shedeur Sanders maybe. My goodness, how much better off would I be? But I fear as we move forward, Jared, that we're going to have – like, I know you already started doing this. Amy made him do it and all this stuff. You know, like, you can't wrap your head around the idea that they actually think what they say about Cam Ward. And I really think you shouldn't go down that road because it's dumb. Because I believe these guys. You don't believe these guys that they thought? I mean, there are other teams that like Cam Ward. I don't think he's going to work out. I don't think he's that good. But I think you're about to embark on a journey of, like, creating this world where there's just no way anyone could have thought that about Cam Ward. And that's not a real world, Jared.
I go back to the idea of everybody else's draft board. I mean, it's not like everybody else's draft board said that Cam Ward was – you know, number 43. I mean, but again, Cam Ward was the consensus 10th best player in this draft, according to all of the draft boards together. Like, for instance, Mel Kiper's losing his crap over Shedeur Sanders, but Dane Brugler has Shedeur Sanders in the 40s. So it's not as if everybody thought that Shedeur Sanders was some generational passer, and every time a quarterback went, You'd hear Mel Kiper on the broadcast last night start talking about how Todd Marinovich went ahead of Brett Favre. But again, I think Cam was probably like the consensus 10th best player in this class. And they kept saying it. Your people at The Athletic kept reporting it, that if Cam Ward was in last year's class, he would have been in the Michael Penix, Bo Nix range. And so if the Giants had offered me that huge package for Bo Nix, and Bo Nix isn't some bum, but if they had offered me that huge package for Bo Nix, I still would have taken it, even after what I saw out of Bo Nix last year. And so when it comes to Cam Ward, I'm like, again, I go back to, is everybody else right, or are the Titans right? And this was a bad draft to begin with.
But again, we know the Giants.
But the Giants are idiots, Joe. Okay, you want to be like the Giants?
I know. There's always an answer.
Okay, but you want to be like the Giants? You said sure. Well, you want to be like the Giants?
Well, the Titans are the worst franchise in the league, Jared. So I mean, we're talking about teams in the same neighborhood here. But the point is, they're not alone. They're not on an island. And also, what Borgonzi said last night, that to me is exactly the point, right? That when you think you have a franchise quarterback, it is priceless. Like, you know, he said, yeah, there was him on the board. Sure. Yep. Yeah, whatever. I mean, I highly doubt that they had him ahead of Travis Hunter on their big board. But do you not agree with that sentiment that if you believe that, yes, this guy is going to be that guy at quarterback, that overwhelms the other data?
Sure. But okay. I go back to the Jags.
Do you believe they
think that Trevor Lawrence is Joe Burrow?
Well, right. The teams are wrong all the time, Jared.
Right. The Jags think that Trevor Lawrence is Joe Burrow. He's not Joe Burrow. Apparently, the Titans think that Cam Ward as a prospect is Joe Burrow. He's not Joe Burrow as a prospect. I don't know how many different insider are, unless you think every single one of these insiders that is quoting these league sources that say things like, yeah, I take Bo Nix and Michael Penix ahead of him, or yeah, he's, what was it, 18th out of 21 quarterback, and really not even 18 out of 21, 18 out of 20, because Shedeur Sanders didn't go in the first round, but 18 out of 21 of these quarterbacks that went in the first round over the last 5 years. I mean, you think Matt Miller's making that up, Joe?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think they're thinking that. So, again,
the question is, do you think the Titans are being honest? You're still not addressing the initial question. Do you believe the Titans, these guys who are evaluating them, these guys whose jobs are on the line, do you believe that they believe that about them or not?
Well, do you trust the Titans to tell the truth?
I don't think they're lying now. Do I think the Titans lie? Yeah, all teams lie. Do I think that these guys are up here as hostages with Amy pulling their little, you know, voice box telling them to say that they think Cam Ward's awesome? No, but I think that you're about to start telling your listeners that, which is stupid.
I just think that it's one of either two things. Let me say this. Either the Titans are right and everybody else who thinks Cam Ward is the 10th best, 12th best, 13th best player in this class, including your people, Joe, Dane Brugler and all of them, either the Titans are right and everybody else is wrong, but the Titans have been wrong a lot lately when everybody else has been right, which gives me a serious, you know, pause. Either that, or the Titans did reach for a quarterback and tried to sell it last night, or Amy was not going to allow them to spend on both a quarterback and the $30 million or so that the first overall pick will command. So because of that, they decided to maximize their payroll and just took the quarterback so that they didn't have to pay for one. It's one of those.
So 35, you get through the first round. We'll see what happens with Sanders and the quarterbacks to begin the second round.
Joe, hold on.
I'm asking you a question. Shut up. So
he's got to admit that Shedeur Sanders is a TV prospect.
That was always a dumb statement. It continues to be. Go ahead, Robbie.
Well, if you watched TV last night, all it was wall-to-wall Shedeur coverage, and he didn't even go. If there's not a TV prospect, I mean, I'm sorry. He is the definition of a TV prospect.
Okay.
I don't know what that definition is, but you keep trying it out there.
Yeah, exactly. What's your question,
Robbie? Well, when the Titans are on the clock going to take Cam Ward and they spend the whole time talking about Shedeur Sanders, that tells you this guy's
TV. That's pretty annoying. So what do you want to see the Titans do at 35 here with – players like Mike Green, Ezeraku from Boston College, Luther Burden, Will Johnson, all those guys still on the board.
So I think I might have some pretty decent intel on Mike Green. And I don't, from what I've been told, Mike Green off the field is not a bad kid. Just from what I've been told, I mean, who knows? But the person I talked to is pretty connected as far as Mike Green is concerned. The one that really, Trevor last night really sold me on this Nick Amanawori, the safety out of South Carolina. And I know Brugler's got him incredibly high on his board and I think has him 14th overall. And I asked Trevor last night, I said, could Malachi Starks or Amanawori be the type of safeties that play that Minkah Fitzpatrick role? You know, because while safety is not in a premium position, if you get a really good one like Kyle Hamilton or Ed Reed or Sean Taylor or something like that, they can be a huge game changer. And Trevor said that he didn't think Malachi Starks was that guy out of Georgia, but that he actually thought Amanawori might be that guy. Amanawori is 6'3", which I like. He ran a 4'3", which, again, I like. I know safety's not a position of need, but we all believe in best player available. So I don't know what the character concerns with Luther Burden are. I couldn't be the first to tell you what they are or they aren't. If there are if those concerns are real, like if the Titans did their work and they came back and said, yeah, these character concerns are real, I don't think they can take Luther Burden because they don't have a very strong leadership base right now. If they pass on Burden, that has to be why. I believe that, you know, Trevor laid it out last night, and I agree with this, which is you're going to get one of Burden, Amanawori, or Donovan Azaraku available to you because you're picking third tonight. I would be happy with any of those three players or a trade back, which still allows me to get an impact player tonight and maybe another player tonight. But I'd have to win the trade value in order to pass on those guys. And Trevor has sold me on the Amanawori kid, again, even though he's a safety, that he could be a game-changing safety.
All right. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Real quick, best pick from last night, worst pick from last night, around the league.
Ooh, I think best pick last night goes to the Colts for Tyler Warren. I think that they must have urinated their pants with joy when they saw that Dallas passed on him at 12 and the other teams passed on him. I mean, Tyler Warren, he is a – I thought he was of the very few high-end players in this draft. I thought he was one of them. You know, one of the players who didn't really have a trait question mark. You know, like Mason Graham's undersized. Will Campbell has short arms. Cam Ward is short. Like, instead of that, I'm like, man, he's kind of checks all the boxes. And Indianapolis gets him at 14. They probably got him 2 years too late because they've needed a tight end forever for the young quarterback they have who they're going to bench. So I'll go Indy with the best pick, which is shocking because they're pretty stupid too. And then I have to go Bengals at 17 with Shamar Stewart as the dumbest pick of the night. I mean, them and Dallas taking a guard with the 12th overall pick is certainly up there. But I mean, think about this. It feels like the Bengals are drafting Shamar Stewart, who sacked the quarterback 4.5 times over 3 years in college, to replace Trey Hendrickson, the leading sacker in the NFL. Like, they're going to trade Trey Hendrickson. They're not going to pay all these guys. So if they trade Trey Hendrickson, they will be taking bona fide year-in and year-out production and replacing it with somebody who the one thing they have not done in their career in college is produce. And I keep going back to the end of the year. I would have fired Zach Taylor if I was the Bengals. That would have been the most attractive job on the market. You would have had every single coach coming out of the woodwork trying to get that job. I would have shot for Nick Saban. And the reason I would have shot for Nick Saban is to prevent this exact thing from happening, which is the Bengals making the stupidest possible decision when the offense is fine. The Bengals are in that state where, if you remember, the Indianapolis Colts fired Jim Mora Sr. and they went and got Tony Dungy. And it was like, Tony, you worry about the defense because Peyton and Tom Moore with Marvin and Edgerrin and Reggie, they've got the offense figured out. Don't worry about the offense. You worry about the defense. And Zach Taylor's over here drafting a guy who sacked the quarterback 4.5 times. I think it's a disgrace. I think that is easily the worst pick of the night. The Bengals at 17 going Shamar Stewart. If you really love him, trade back. And if he's still there, good. If not, but I hate that pick for Cincinnati.
I'm not kidding that last night Jared's like, Chris Sanders, you ever smoke weed? How about you, Trevor Maddox? You ever smoke weed? I went to Colorado and did some gummies. And I was like, Le'Veon Bell, how do you like weed so much? That was
constantly.
Amazing stuff, man. Someone's asking on the text line about your – what was your Minnesota Wild John Hines prediction? That they like?
Oh, I thought they were
going to
get swept.
That's tough.
No, I thought they get swept. They didn't get swept. Are they up 2-1?
They're up 2-1.
Tough scene for the Stillinator.
They're up 2-1.
They are.
Beat that ass last night.
They did.
He is one win away from matching his entire playoff win tenure, if you count the play-in series. Of matching his entire tenure with the Predators.
I will say I'm looking forward to a lot of aspects of your show today, Jared, not the least of which being the Will Campbell pick that Vrabel took of the short arms at number 4 overall. It'll be fun.
I just love that Joe will not admit that Shedeur Sanders is a TV prospect.
So that's funny. Some of the text was like, I guess Aaron Rodgers is a TV prospect too. Yeah, the TV was on. The cameras were on him all day. Jared, I'll admit whatever you want. I just want you to not eat gummies before your show today, okay?
I would never do that. I would never go on the air. Like, I don't ever drink or do anything before I go on the air. I would never do that. Number two.
Good to know.
I would tell you right now that when it comes to TV prospects, think of it like TV teams, right? The Dallas Cowboys can be awful, and they'll still get put on television on Sunday Night Football because they're a TV team. But because Kansas City gets put on TV doesn't mean they're a TV team. They're a team worth putting on television. Same with Buffalo. Shedeur Sanders was not worth being on TV, but he gets put on TV because people have opinions on him and people care and people, but he was never a legitimate bona fide. I bet you the Titans barely even considered Shedeur Sanders. They probably didn't even think more than 5 minutes on Shedeur Sanders. Shedeur Sanders was a TV prospect and not a number one prospect, but you have him number one on your board, you and Mel.
Stilly.
Titans should take him today.
Thank you for being with us. Go back to sleep, get you some rest, and we'll be listening at 2:00.
I just want Joe to admit it. See you guys.
See you, Jared. We'll react to what Stilly had to say there next. Take more of your thoughts.
I need somebody burritos. I have that many gummies.
This is Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Tune in today to 102.5 The Game for Vanderbilt baseball as the Commodores take on Ole Miss. Pregame at 6:15, first pitch at 6:30. Coverage also available on the Game Nashville app and at thegamenashville.com. This week's Nashville's best deal, Fog Street Lawn Club, Nashville's premier soccer pub and rooftop. Fog Street Lawn Club offering scrumptious bites, British lawn bowling, premier soccer pub vibes. Get half off a $30 gift card at thegamenashville.com/deals and dive into the ultimate rooftop experience. Text line's hopping right now.
Text line is hopping. I would like to thank the text line, and I didn't really make the connection, but I've had multiple people, including on my personal text line, that my new Paul Kaharsky is Edith Bunker.
Archie, I made a roast for you tonight.
And that is going to be the new Kaharsky from now on, and I can't wait to break it out when he comes in next week.
Cam, why did you throw that interception?
This may end up being my favorite thing you've ever done.
It's not the Cam Dews and the What Are You Doings?
That would lose some steam with me compared to Edith Bunker.
I'm way too slap happy. I'm not high, by the way. A lot of people also are like, wow, you're telling me Jared does his show sober? You've got to be kidding me. He's not on shrooms?
Boy.
Good times.
Where do you think Shedeur's going? You think he's going 33?
That's a great question.
I mean, the Browns have 33 and 36 at the moment after their trade with Jacksonville. Yesterday. So that is interesting. They're going to have two kind of right off the top here in the second round. But then it gets into the age-old question, Joe, of, well, if you didn't love him in the first round, are you going to love him in the second round? Maybe.
Yeah.
We'll see.
It was the whole thing with the Titans and Levis, of course. And it's like, well, you got yourself a future perennial all-pro lineman in the first round, see? And then you're able to get Levis in the second.
Yeah.
I could see Cleveland, you know, and look, they may have felt, I mean, the thing is, like, it in all seriousness on Shedeur, I mean, there was a lot of talk about him falling out of the first round, of him not going to the first round, right? So maybe they're just comfortable with that. They felt confident it would happen, but they still like him and would take him now. If not, what other teams picking today, I mean – Like, where do the Saints pick?
The Browns are -170 on the FanDuel Sportsbook to draft Sanders today, and they are -170 at pick number 33. Beyond that, you've got the Raiders at +550, who took Ashton Jeanty in the first round, the Saints at +550, the Rams at +900, and the Jets at +950.
Okay. Yeah, and, you know, could always be a surprise team. I will say that, you know, if he falls to the fifth round, I'll call him a TV prospect.
Well, I thought you were going to say if he falls to the fifth round, Titans could double up and just go get him and then just hope one of them's good.
Why not take him at 35 if he's sitting there?
somebody's texting
there. There you go. And you got a heck of a competition.
Honestly, I wouldn't hate it.
They like each other. They worked out together.
They do. Yeah, and I'm interested to see where he goes. What was your favorite pick from last night?
Well, we got Indy Ben here talking. Tyler Warren's going to feast on that Titan secondary linebacker. I mean, Indy Ben shows up in the good times, and then he disappears during the bad times. But I will say, I really love that pick, man, at 14, and the fact that the Bears took, you know, the Colson Loveland's a good player, very good player. I think he's going to be a good player in the NFL. I think Tyler Warren is special. So I love that. I love the Jeanty pick for the Raiders. And look, man, I know they gave up a lot, but I tell you what, I love the Jags doing what they did. I love what teams in this division at the Titans' expense did. I think that Travis Hunter is going to be the player from this draft that we talk about 10 years from now. And I've always thought that, and I truly believe it. And I give the Jags and their 19-year-old GM credit for making the play, making
Duval.
A move.
Duval. I'll tell you one that I really like. Egbuka to Tampa at 19, yeah. I really like. I think that's got a chance to be pretty good.
And that's a thing. Yeah. No, I do too. That's a nice pick for them, man, to put him and have him in that room with Mike Evans. I mean, that – And you know, there are a lot of guys. I mean, a lot of people had him in the second, and there's some guys last night that went. A lot of people, you know, vice versa. And there's people that are sitting there now. But that's shouldn't be that surprising overall, because what have we been talking about? That basically once you get through that top 10, you have a real high tier, and then you get around 10, 12, and then it's like anyone after that could be 40, could be 18, could be 51. And, again, this is why – there's going to be some really intriguing players for the Titans tonight at 35. But you, as a Titans fan, to me, you should hope that somebody wants to get to 35 and they can trade back and get more picks. Or just they're going to be way better off to me. I think they're going to be better off just having more players out of this draft.
One more thing on the Cam Ward front that I want to get to coming up next that I don't think is being talked about enough. We'll get into that. Robbie and Rex Rowe, 102.5, 106.3, the game.
You hear the comparisons with Patrick, obviously a player you know pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's not exactly fair to compare him to someone like that, but but do you put any stock in that?
You know, some of the things I mentioned about instincts and spatial awareness when we studied Patrick coming out, I thought Cam showed that. Now he's got a long way to become Patrick Mahomes, future Hall of Fame and 3 Super Bowls right now. But there were certain traits I think that I saw, you know, that I've been around Patrick a long time. You know, his ability to process and the instincts kind of stood out to me.
That's Mike Borgonzi last night on Cam Ward and some of the traits that reminded him of Mahomes throughout this process. And Joe, that's kind of where I wanted to pick up, because we talked yesterday with Bruce Feldman about people that he's talked to about Ward and having a top 10 stroke in the league and the arm talent and all that. Clearly the Titans buy into that. So what do you think they're getting from an arm talent standpoint here? And when you look at Ward's traits, his ability, physical gifts that he brings to the table, you know, we've talked about some of the other comparisons, like, you know, Brugler had him as a slower, taller Kyler Murray. You know, I think he's got a better arm than Kyler Murray. That's just me. But I guess I understand somewhat the comparison there. But I said it early in the process here. You go watch some of his plays last year at Miami, and it doesn't take you long to say, man, good Lord, look at that throw there. What do you think they're getting in terms of the physical traits that he's bringing to the table and how much that's factoring into where he just went in the draft?
Yeah. The one thing that Brian Callahan said last night, he used the term incredibly accurate. See, that's where I guess I differ. I think at times he makes throws that very few people can make. He makes throws like, who in the NFL do you look at and say, man, not everybody can do that? Obviously, yes, Mahomes and some of the different things he does. But I think of like a Stafford.
Yep.
I think of Justin Herbert, you know, where it's just like, I mean, Lamar Jackson will make some of these throws sometimes where it's just like, holy. I mean, like
Allen in a different way, but yeah.
Like, yeah.
Allen's got, I mean, he's got an absolute cannon.
Yeah. Yeah, and Cam Ward, like some of the throws, again, the good highlight tape of him is amazing. Now, remember, the good highlight tape of Malik Willis was amazing too, you know. But I'm just saying, yeah, I think he makes astounding throws. The incredibly accurate. The thing is, though, I also feel like he misses some that, like, as he moves forward, he's got to get it, hit the mitt more often every time. And that's where, I mean, again, Brian Callahan saying incredibly accurate. If you go to the underlying numbers, I'm not going to sit here and, you know, be Mel Kiper and keep hammering you with Shadur all day. But Shadur's on-target throw numbers were quite a bit better than Cam Ward's. Again, does Shadur have the ridiculous throw ability? No, not at all. So you'd love to have a gold arm like that. He does. He has that. We talked about the Feldman piece yesterday with an NFL passing coordinator saying, you know, he's top 10 immediately in terms of, you know, just the ability to spin it in this league. So, yep. So that's special. He will, yeah, he'll make throws, you know, whatever they do in the preseason with him. I mean, if he plays a series, he'll probably make at least a throw during that series where people are like, oh my, okay. You know, it's still about the consistency and, again, hitting those layups, hitting those middies over and over and over again. And that's the thing, too, with this offense. Now, how much is this offense? We always think about Joe Burrow and his strengths and his skill set and how that has translated to the Bengals' offense. You know, to me, Cam Ward, I don't know. Like, to me, he misses some of those, whereas Burrow is always on point there. And how much do you mold things around what Cam does? I think that's a big part of coaching.
I think it's a big part of coaching. I think that's a big part of how we're going to judge Callahan this year as they get through that process. And what does that look like? And how does it improve? How do you adjust as the year goes on? Because that's another thing. As bad as they were last year and as bad as the quarterback play was and their roster and all that, and believe me, you know, it was bad. I still didn't feel like there were enough answers that Brian Callahan had. So can you have more of those this year with a roster that at the moment is still not great out there? Like, we know that there are limitations to this roster, but can you have a little bit more of that this year if you're Callahan? So let me ask you this, because I heard Stillman bring this up yesterday, and it's not a thought that's just purely to him. Titans fans have asked us about this. Is he automatically the starter week one? I know you look at the rest of the quarterback room right now and you say, well, good Lord, if he's not, that means that Brandon Allen is, and nobody's excited about that. But, you know, they have talked about Mahomes, and they're, you know, I saw Orlovsky making this comparison again yesterday, and I don't know that I'd necessarily buy it, but he's talking about McNair. Like, he reminds him of McNair. And is that just because he's going to the Titans, or does he actually remind you of Steve McNair? I don't know. But, like, McNair sat for a long time. Mahomes sat for a year. It's different situations than the Titans are in right now. But, you know, Callahan did not outright commit to him being the week one starter yesterday. Do you think he should be, or would you like to see the Titans, even if it's just for a few weeks to begin the season, sit him to begin the season?
Look, I'd love to see any rookie quarterback come in the league and have the situation that Jordan Love had, or have the situation that Patrick Mahomes had, but I don't think it's realistic. I think he starts week one. And I think this is part of why, and we got into this whole, you know, argument again last night in the Titans media room. That's why I believe they should move Will Levis, because that's the only – if he's still here, then, look, you could look at it like, hey, great, Levis can sort of, you know, can take this and – and then whenever Cam's ready, then we can put him in. It'll happen at some point. But you don't have to have that pressure of starting week one. But here's the thing. If that's the case, if they keep Levis and then they go through camp and whatever they do with reps and Levis is a starter, like, he will be booed out of his home stadium before he can even throw a warm up. Like Titans fans, they can't. You can't do it. I just don't think you can do it. I don't think you can have.
I don't think you're going to either.
The last guy, who just a few months ago there was so much hope that he was going to be the franchise quarterback, and still have him here. And then again, then you have Cam comes out and he's playing for a terrible team and he's a rookie quarterback and he throws three picks. And then it's like, well, you gotta go to Levis. Then the guy's in the locker room. Levis is better right now. What are we doing? Levis is better than Cam. You know, that's why, to me, you move Levis and you have two just clear. They are not starters, and you give it to him week one. It's not ideal, but I don't think anything's going to be ideal about this situation. One of the biggest problems that I have with the Cam Ward pick is the team that picked him because they suck.
Yeah, I mean, it's fair. The one thing that I do feel good, like, this is not Anthony Richardson in terms of Richardson. Richardson was probably more he was more physically gifted than Cam Ward is.
But
he
nowhere near
barely
as ready.
Played college football.
Yeah.
Like and that was my biggest thing with him coming out. And look, Cam Ward and Anthony Richardson are not similar players, so I'm not trying to compare them stylistically. But I'm just saying what I feel good about with Ward is he's played a lot of football. So how does that translate to being ready to go right from the jump?
I think it's a great point. No, there's a huge difference there. And that is, look, he's played a lot of college football. And going through all this stuff, there are a lot of things. Again, I think Brian Callahan was the most revealing last night in terms of the things that they liked about him and all the whole process. And I believed it. It made sense through the combine and everything. But as he's talking about it, it's like, you know, he's good at going on film and this is what they're in. This is what – like he can talk it through. He's been a serious football quarterback for many years now. He's been on the field a lot, and that should matter.
615-737-1025. Our phone number, 615-737-1025. We'll have the Rex Rant with Joe Rexrode coming up next, taking more of your thoughts on Cam Ward and the Tennessee Titans. Don't miss Nashville's best NFL draft coverage on the Game Nashville Sports Network. Today, broadcasting live from Boomba's Pizza and Watch Bar in East Nashville. Covered on Sports Talk 830 begins at 6 o'clock. Presented by Hardee's, Parma Tractor and Equipment, Twin Peaks, Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical, Shane Company, and Professional Home Improvements. Joe Rexrode will be out there today, so looking forward to that. Robbie and Rexrode, 102.5, 106.3, the game.
Sometimes he wakes up on the wrong side of the bed. And sometimes he's just, well, Joe.
Awkward moment, let's do it.
This is the Rex Rant, now on Robbie and Rexrode.
Welcome to the Titans and welcome to Tennessee. Everybody's so excited.
Welcome to Tennessee.
I'm the boss of those other two guys.
Yeah.
All right, so have a good night.
Archie, I made a roast for you tonight. Cam, why did you throw that interception?
Oh, this is so frustrating.
It is that time of the day. Time for the Rex Rant with Joe Rexrode.
Oh, why am I on the radio? Oh, God. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, listening public. Hey. I'm sorry if you're like, only for like a classic rock station and you come across this.
Miami sounded pretty good there. Just throwing it out there.
Wait, what sounded pretty good?
Miami impersonation. Sounded pretty good.
Oh, no, you're in.
Couldn't really tell the difference.
That was yeah, right next to each other. Like, who's who?
Who's who? Who knows?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Thank you.
I'm going to we're going to continue the draft talk course for the rest of the show, and we will here too. But I need to take a minute here because the YouTube chat.
Which is flowing today, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, it's I can't keep up with it. So, I mean, it's to be expected on a day like this. But someone who, you know, contributes a fair amount, Jay Wright. Do we say full names? I guess when people put on the YouTube, we just say they're from, do we try to like.
That is Santa in Portland.
What?
That's who that is. It's Santa in Portland.
J. Rodney Turner is Santa in Portland?
It is. We've just outed his entire identity, but yes.
Okay. So here's the thing, and we've gone back and forth on this, on the whole, you know, his point. Well, Schefter said a rumor. I've seen people say the rumors of this trade. Here's how it works. Did teams lie? Well, you just said teams lie. Yes, teams lie. I mean, on the record, put out a statement, like, there's a lot of things that they're not going to – I don't think Mike Borgonzi, when he was asked last night about – is Cam Ward the number one player on your board? He said, yeah, yep. I don't think that's truthful. I think if at one point they had a board and they probably didn't have Cam Ward as the overall number. Also, again, if you believe you have a franchise, or if you believe you have that guy, then you can have another player at another position ranked higher than them, and you can make that pick. And they did, so we'll see. But the point here is the Schefter report. Guys, it's not a rumor. If Schefter was reporting a lie there, then, see, he has accountability with both teams, okay? If what he reported in that offer was a lie, was made up, the Giants know the Titans are going to see his report because he's going to report it, right? Right. So the Titans are going to have a huge issue with that if it's a lie, or vice versa, or both. Like, you have accountability. So, look, I've ripped Schefter before because I like Kaharski. You know, I like the term he used, you know, info merchant. But Adam Schefter does have sources all through the league with GMs, with, you know, coaches, obviously with agents. I mean, agents drive a lot of the information that flows in the NFL. That's not a rumor or made up. You can trust that that's an accurate report. I mean, everybody's accountable to each other in these situations. It's an accurate report. That's what the Giants offered. Now, again, he didn't go into every detail of every pick, but the Giants offered a first-round pick next year, and we know this because he reported it. He also asked Jay Rodney, or Santa, he also asked, well, why did he wait until last night? I believe the Giants probably said you can't say it until then. Because now the draft is happening, and it's different than – think of the discourse about that before the Titans made the pick, right?
Well, that's all we would have been talking about the last week.
Exactly. So that's why it happens. And, yes, it's you're not sitting on it on your own. When can I say this? When can I report this? Also, if you're a reporter and you have to be Schefter, any reporter, I mean, you have 80% of the stuff that you get is off the record, and you never end up reporting at all, but it helps inform you. So this is an accurate report, guys. It's not some made-up rumor, so let's move forward with that. You can think of it whatever you want, but this idea that Schefter's out here just shooting from the hip, Schefter does get good information.
He does.
I promise you that.
Interesting outfit choice from him last night. Caleb says...
Yeah, what the hell was that? Like a hoodie?
I don't know what he was doing.
Jacket?
Just put the suit back on, Adam. It's okay. Caleb says, just go ahead and give Jay Rodney's bank account information and home address, too, while you're at it, Joe.
Doxed.
Every possible name out there.
His ATM password is Bosco.
Well, let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, and let's hear from the man himself, Santa in Portland. Santa, welcome to Santa's on the phone with Ian right now. We'll get that we'll get them back on the air here in just a second. But Santa has called in here on the rant, so looking forward to that coming up here in just a few minutes. Look,
great
Schefter. We've talked about the problems we had with Schefter before. He can't. Just make that up because then he's going to make the teams mad. Now, I'm not saying that Schefter's gotten some things wrong before.
Sure.
There's a difference between getting things wrong and, like, just going with rumors.
Like, Rappaport got, like, something on the Antonio Brown trade, right?
Yes.
I'm trying to think what Schefter's – the big issue with Schefter is when he tweets and just lets an agent say, Deshaun Watson, totally cleared. He's just a super innocent, awesome guy.
Like, the agent is writing the tweet.
Yeah, but I can't – I'm sure there are things, but
he got something wrong with Derrick Henry one time. I can't remember what it was. I'd have to go back and find it.
Oh yeah, well, he and Rappaport were going at each other's throats on that, right?
Yeah.
Well, I think Schefter said there's no way he's playing again, and Rappaport said he could play.
Right.
So yeah, there's sometimes people give you bad information, but again, on something like this, you're accountable to both teams on this. You're accountable. If you're him, you're reporting this in the NFL draft show to millions of people. You're not, hey, I heard a little rumor here. Let's just throw this out there.
Let's welcome in Santa in Portland to the program. Santa, good morning. Thank you for calling in.
Or Jay Rodney. Or Jay.
Guys, it's always great to call in and talk to you guys on the show. It's absolutely my favorite thing to do in the morning, to listen to you guys.
Thank you.
I think, Joe, you missed my point. My point was not that Schefter was lying.
Okay.
I believe that the Giants could have misled him or say, hey, we offered them the world and they turned us down, because I don't think anybody's believing that they were offering all sorts of stuff to trade up to get Jackson Dart. They wanted Cam Ward as bad as the Titans did, and the Titans got him. And they said no. I think the leak that, oh yeah, we offered them this first and that first and this is, I think that could be a stretch of the truth, and I believe Schefter reported exactly what he was told.
Right. So if you're Schefter in that situation, and again, the key here that he reported is the first next year.
Yep.
So again, you're not just accountable to the Giants. You are accountable to the Titans with reporting that. If you think that Schefter just reported that and just listened to the Giants, I promise you that Schefter does his job better than that.
No, but if you listen to what we heard from the Titans, all they said was, yeah, we got offers, but I'm not going to go into any details.
Yes,
we're not going to confirm or deny what was offered to us.
And let me tell you something. If what they reported was inaccurate, this is like when A.J. Brown got traded and the Titans and J-Rob went into total damage control and they went into spin mode on A.J. If what they reported about the first-round pick was inaccurate, every single person who covers the Titans right now would be out here saying that's BS because they would make sure that they got that information. They didn't say a thing about it because it's accurate.
Okay.
I'm sorry,
well
but that's it. Yeah, I mean, it's just how it works. You know, like he can't put that out there if it's BS.
Oh, no. I have no doubt that what these guys report is what's told to them. I just believe, like you said, that teams lie.
Thank you for the call, Santa. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Or Jay. Or Rod. I'm sorry for doxing
any
you.
More information we'd like to give out?
What's your address again?
Let's quickly go to the phone and welcome in Chris and Franklin. Chris, got about 30 seconds for you. Thanks for calling in.
How are you guys doing this morning?
Good, man.
So I know early on in the draft process that there was a lot of discussion between Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders going number one overall. I was wondering your opinion, what you guys think about Shedeur slipping down the board so far. Why do you think it happened? I was reading that it could possibly be entitlement issues, or it could be the amount of contact he took during college. So just wanted to get your answer on that, and thank you so much, and I'll be listening.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
We'll get to it next hour.
Yeah, we'll get into that. I mean, the Sanders part of this is going to be really interesting today to see what that looks like, but I do have some thoughts on why he slid to this point. We'll get into that. Might ask TD about that as well. Coming up next, Teron Davenport will be with us. We'll get into all things Tennessee Titans with him, the picking of Cam Ward at number one, and what's on the docket today for the Titans as round two begins. Robbie and Rex Row, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.